Three things are of particular interest in the timeline from last November's devastating fire in Gatlinburg. Two juveniles allegedly caused the fire, emergency crews responded, and the two teenagers were arrested. Now, questions have arisen about emergency notifications and responses to the fire, and the Sevier County District Attorney has decided that releasing any information related to the fire, including the emergency response, could potentially compromise the ongoing criminal investigation. We already know emergency responders did not use existing technologies to warn residents about a possible evacuation. It is, of course, open to much speculation about how effective any notifications might have been. How emergency notifications and responses relate to the alleged arson, destruction of property, and 14 deaths is more than a little unclear. But here's the thing. Eventually, the records are going to be unsealed. It may be in response to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, or it may be after the trials and years of appeals. I'm rather wondering if there is some kind of perverse legal maneuvering going on here. Perhaps the district attorney is thinking that if he can prevent the release of information about negligence on the part of emergency responders, he can prevent a lawsuit against the county or against individuals where those records would be entered as evidence. But of course, in a lawsuit, the records would be used as evidence, which would probably put them into the public domain. In this day and age, most government officials have discovered the impossibility of keeping public records secret, no matter what their arguments. Trying to hide the documents will only lead to their slow leaking, which will keep the story on the front page, which will only whet the public appetite for more information. It's a vicious cycle, which apparently the Sevier County District Attorney has yet to appreciate. I'm Larry Burris.